So tonight we're looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 10. I called it the problem of folly. You'll see why here in just a minute. Dead flies make a perfumer's oil ferment and stink. So a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart goes to the right, but a fool's heart to the left. Remember that. Even when the fool walks along the road, his heart lacks sense, and he shows everyone he's a fool. If the ruler's anger rises against you, don't leave your place, for calmness puts great offenses to rest. There's an evil I've seen under the sun, an error proceeding from the presence of the ruler. The fool is appointed to great heights, but the rich remain in lowly positions. I've seen slaves on horses, but princes walking on the ground like slaves. The one who digs a pit may fall into it, and the one who breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. The one who quarries stones may be hurt by them. The one who splits trees may be endangered by them. If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen its edge, then one must exert more strength. However, the advantage of wisdom is that it brings success. If the snake bites before it's charmed, then there's no advantage for the charmer. The words from the mouth of a wise man are gracious, but the lips of a fool consume him. The beginning of the words of his mouth is folly, but the end of his speaking is evil madness. Yet the fool multiplies words. No one knows what will happen, and who can tell anyone what will happen after him? The struggles of fools worry them, for they don't know how to go to the city. Woe to you, land, when your king is a youth and your princes feast in the morning. Blessed are you, land, when your king is the son of a noble, and your princes feast at the proper time, for strength and not for drunkenness. Because of laziness, the roof caves in, and because of negligent hands, the house leaks. A feast is prepared for laughter, and wine makes life happy, and money is the answer for everything. Do not curse the king, even in your thoughts, and do not curse a rich person, even in your bedroom, for a bird of the sky may carry the message, and a winged creature may report the matter. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We'd ask you to help us to understand it, help me to explain it, and go with us throughout our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So, once again, we're looking at Ecclesiastes. It was written by Solomon, who was the teacher and the son of David. He began well, but he ended badly, and Ecclesiastes is his reflections on all of it at the end of his life, in the hopes that the people who came after him will learn from it and do better. Wisdom's value may be nullified by a ruler's caprice. A person's heart leans in the direction of his intellect. If you're smart, then you'll lean towards the correct way. If your heart is kind of evil, you'll lean the wrong way. We often laugh about left and right, but the way those words were actually formed in English was right, the right side, is the what they consider to be the right way, the correct way. So that's right. Well, now you've got another hand, so that's the one that's left. And that's where we get that from. In Latin, right is dexter, which we talk about dexterity, and it's good, and all this. Left is sinister, which we use to mean evil and bad. Now, once again, you know, people today will sit here, and that was why people didn't like left-handed people like Pat, because it was a superstition.
Yeah. Several.
Okay. But it was a superstition that if you were left-handed, that was evil, because you're supposed to use your right hand. So,
however, I heard this week a talk show host say that left-handed people tend to be geniuses, and I agree with that.
But I'm right-handed.
Therefore, my point.
Touche. Touche.
Well, I was reading Judges this morning, and they were talking about which king it was. I got to remember his name. But a left-handed man of the Israelites went to go visit this king and give him this tribute for the people of Israel. But he also brought, and he was a left-handed man, and he put the dagger on the right-hand side of his thigh, went up to the king and, you know, gave a tribute and said, "I got a special message, secret message." So the king sent everybody away, all the servants, and then the guy took with his left hand and, I guess, killed the king in the right hand, and then
right.
The Israelites went and, what was it? I want to say it was the Jebusites. I could be wrong, though.
No, it was the Moabites was the guy that he was the king of.
Right.
And the guy's name was Ehud.
That's right.
And so that actually falls in Judges.
Right, yeah.
But at any rate, yeah. But once again, that's kind of funny, because they show a thing where left-handedness is a good thing. But at any rate, the point that is being made is that Solomon is using the standard beliefs. Right is good, left is bad. Therefore, wisdom leans to the right. Foolishness leans to the left. Today, we have politicians who are righties and lefties. Doesn't matter what handed they are. But the real villains are the lefties. Leftist is a well-known word that people use to talk bad about people who have progressive, or whatever you want to call it, ideology that goes against the laws of God. But so he's only using what they would understand. Right is good, left is bad. Wisdom leans to the right. Folly leans to badness, and it's what he means by leftist. Calmness quiets problems. This is a very interesting thing. He says, if the ruler is mad at you, just hold still. But once again, don't be running your mouth. Just hold still. Because calmness will quiet a lot of problems, he says. Wisdom can be nullified by bad positioning. By that, what we mean is, what if you get a guy who is a crook and put him in charge of COVID? And we get into the position we're in today because of the crooks that were put in. Now, once again, the original person who put Dr. Fauci in was Trump, but it was a mistake. The whole point of the thing is, somebody, for whatever reason, could be put into a position of authority who should not be there and who will cause problems. So we need to watch out for that. Wisdom's value can be nullified by improper timing. Sometimes what you do causes harm. Maybe you need to knock down a wall, and when you do, there's a snake on the other side that bites you. Maybe you chop down a tree, and you're not very good at it, and it falls on you. once again, this in our particular area with lumber and all this kind of stuff, lumberjacks knew you don't take a new guy and just stick him out there by himself. You teach him how to do this. Okay? There's a lot of stuff about it I didn't know that I learned from people who lived out in the woods and would cut down trees to get wood for their wood stoves at night. Turns out if you just start cutting into a tree, when it starts to fall, it'll do what they call barber chair. The thing will split, and the one side stays in place, and the other thing comes out. And if you happen to be right out there, it's going to harm you bad. So the lumberjacks always taught the new guys how to do this. They always taught them when they would use a big old saw to cut a V on one side and then start cutting into the other side so that it would fall on the side that the V was. Okay? Once again, he used felling a tree as one of his examples. Sometimes there's a lack of preparation. Sometimes you have somebody and he goes out to do something that's a good thing. It needs to get done, but he doesn't know what he's doing. And so he's not prepared to do it right. And he screws it up and causes problems. And then he gets into the idea that it's foolish to be verbose, to just talk a lot. The wise are gracious, but the fool gets himself in trouble. Wise person says something, he says it succinctly, he gets his point across. People either take it or leave it. The fool gets into running his mouth, and if people don't like what he's saying, they argue, and the next thing you know, you have this big fight going on. Okay? And so, you need not to do that. Sometimes it's just silly, but it can turn wicked. People are saying silly things about different stuff. But sometimes they're out there saying these silly things, and the next thing you know, they're into all kinds of mischief. You hear people saying stupid stuff on these talk shows on TV. Well, if they're just running their mouth, that doesn't mean much. But if people start listening to them and going off and doing stupid stuff, people get hurt. I get a kick out of this one guy that's on what they call the Breakpoint. And his little motto is that ideas have consequences, bad ideas have victims. So you need to, first of all, not run your mouth a lot, but be sure that what you know, what you're talking about, is correct. Despite this, the fool will ramble on, though he doesn't know the result, it says. We have an awful lot of people who ramble on. We have an awful lot of people who, as I like to say, speak a lot, but they don't say anything. Sometimes they're so silly, they can't even find their way to town, it says. And then the last thing he has, criticizing leadership is risky. It's not necessarily bad, it's just risky. It's a problem when the king is young and intemperate. It says he's feasting at the wrong time. And when he talks about feasting at the wrong time, what they're saying is he gets up early in the morning and starts drinking and eating and all this kind of stuff. It's a blessing when the king is properly raised by a noble, it says, and feasts at the proper time in the evening. Okay? And then he gets into, why are we doing all this? If the house is not maintained, it'll fall apart. So you need to take care of what you've got. Feasting should be reserved for celebration. Why are you having this feast? We had a feast, sort of, for Super Bowl. Now, we did that because it's Super Bowl, and most people are not going to come to church. So we came, we had a little devotional, whatever. We did what everybody does. We watched the Super Bowl. Ladies didn't watch so much, but we had food together. We had fellowship together, and it was a good time. Once again, though they do not openly criticize the king, you should not openly criticize the king, or you may get whacked. If you're sitting there and you're saying things, now, once again, it's illegal. Make no bones about it. It's illegal. But in this state, if you say anything bad about the vaccination routines, that's against the law. They can put you in jail for that. That's illegal. That's wrong. That violates your First Amendment rights and all this kind of stuff. Okay, but that is a law that very stupid politicians in the state of Washington put in. Okay.
I didn't even know about that.
I know
that. That sounds like the anti-sedition laws back then.
Yes, it is. It is the same kind of stuff, and once again, it comes and goes, but it's not legal, but it is the law, even though it shouldn't be, and you can still get an awful lot of grief, even if they have no right to do it. So you need to watch out what you're doing. So what does this mean to us? How am I doing? Not too bad. We need to calmly influence the government to do the right things. If you don't like what the government is doing, write to your senators and congressmen. In this state, it won't do you a bit of good. But you should still do it because you're telling them. Little by little, people are going to vote against you. And don't make any mistake, people. We're going to catch you in your voter fraud, and we're going to put you in jail for it. Your cheating will not go on forever. But once again, you tell them this. You don't go out and start a revolution. Now, sometimes we feel like we need a revolution. Thomas Jefferson said, if you can't affect your government by the ballot box, violence is your only option. But we want to try to stop that so that we can influence our government at the ballot box. And we want to let our representatives know what our feelings is. And if they listen to it, then they will hopefully do what we want. And if they don't listen to it and don't do what we want, hopefully they will be defeated. But don't start a revolution. We need to do things in the proper timing. There's a time for everything that you need to do. You need to do things in order and the right way. We need to express our opinions simply. Don't run on and on and on. The people who are running on and on and on are the people who are trying to convince you of something that makes no sense at all. That's why they talk so much. If you make sense, you should be able to just say what you think. And if they don't listen to you, they're stupid. That's what it says right here. The fool does not listen to being taught things. If we want to criticize our government, we need to do it very carefully because the government has power and they can turn back on us. One of my most favorite things in the military was actually after I got out, just barely, And Colin Powell was retiring. And he said the reason there has never been a revolution against the United States government from within is because the military member in the United States just doesn't even think of going against his own government. And then he turned, looked Bill Clinton square in the eye and said, but we need to remember that if we do enough, they may start thinking that way. And see, that's our protection, hopefully, is that the people who are in our military, most of them, are patriotic people. And there will come a time in which they will break. And even if the politically appointed leaders don't lead them in the right way, the actual lower people will say, we're not playing anymore. We're going to defend our country. I didn't take an oath to a person. I took an oath to my country. Okay? And so we need to criticize our government very carefully because the government has power. But we also need to remember that that power is not the people at the top. Their power is only the people underneath them who do what they tell them to. And if they act stupidly enough, those people won't do what they're being told to do. They'll say, that's just wrong, and I'm not going to freaking play. We're starting to see it over this COVID thing where people are saying, okay, throw me out. I'm not going to play your silly, stupid game. But don't just get out on the street. And see, once again, this thing. There's people get out on the street and they have riots and they burn stuff down and they do all this kind of stuff. But on January the 6th of 2021, we had people who showed up and all they wanted to do was get their voices heard. They're still locked up. But the people who burn down cities aren't, because the government agrees with them. This is a thing that takes very, very careful insight. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been here tonight. We'd ask you to bless us and guide us and help us to have wisdom in how we do things in our lives. Help us to have wisdom in who and what we vote for when there is an election. Go with us throughout our lives and make us the light in this country that you intended us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, guys.
I've been that fool, though. I used to-